Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. The website 538.com reports this week that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 86.6% of the time, up slightly from last week.
A school shooting in Florida February 14th left 17 dead and at least 14 wounded, and local officials reacted with statements. Representative John Faso from Kinderhook did not offer any specific remedies, with a Twitter statement that read, quote, "As we learn more about the senseless and tragic shooting in Florida, my prayers are with the victims and all the students, teachers, law enforcement, and families impacted by this violent attack. We must understand how to recognize warning signs and better protect our communities," end quote. On December 6th, Faso voted for the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which takes away the right of individual states, such as New York, to determine what qualifications a person must meet before being allowed to carry a concealed firearm in its borders. Instead, the state with the least regulation makes policy for all other states, since its concealed carry rules would be law everywhere. The International Association of Chiefs of Police, the Major Cities Chiefs Association, and the Association of Prosecuting Attorneys opposed the bill. Faso also received $5,950 in 2016 from the National Rifle Association. New York's senators also did not offer any specific solutions to the school shooting problem. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand released a statement on Twitter that read, quote, "Heartbreaking and horrific images from yet another school shooting, this time in Parkland, Florida. Thinking of the victims and their families and grateful to the first responders on the scene. When will enough be enough for Congress to finally take gun violence seriously?" End quote. Senator Chuck Schumer's statement read, quote, "Another shooting in our schools today at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Yes, our children are resilient, but this is not a burden they should ever have to bear. My heart aches for these children and their families," end quote. ABC News reports that there have been 18 school shootings in the first 45 days of 2018. That is more than one every other day school has been in session.
Representative John Faso voted February 15th for the ADA Education and Reform Act of 2017. The bill passed 225 to 192. Supporters say it will deter lawsuits filed under the Americans with Disabilities Act, while critics say it will undermine access to private establishments for the handicapped. Many blind protesters and people using wheelchairs interrupted the final vote before being ushered out of the Senate by police. Quote, "Representative Jim Lagavin, a Democrat from Rhode Island, who uses a wheelchair due to an accidental shooting that decades ago left him paralyzed, said that the bill ignores the underlying problem of predatory lawsuits and would lead to more businesses ignoring ADA requirements," unquote. Roll Call reported. Representative John Faso hosted a phone conference call with constituents February 15th. Faso's website live-streamed the event on his website but did not archive the recording. Since he was elected in 2016, Faso has not held any traditional town hall meetings like his Democratic and Republican predecessors Scott Murphy and Chris Gibson did. WGXC did archive the recording. You can go to the WGXC audio archives in the WGXC newsroom to find the entire John Faso telephone discussion recorded by Saja Tracy.